Hare Krishna, I have here a question, well, a couple of questions from Gornitai Das. And the second one, or the second part of his question, is not really correct, because at least the reference he's citing I can't find in my book. The book being Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And well, I'll get to that. But the first one, he's asking how it's possible for someone to have a spiritual desire and a new desire in Krishna consciousness. So how it was that Gop Kumar had that. Well, I'll give a little background here. Gop Kumar was the king of a city on the bank of the Ganga, and he heard about Jagannath Puri, and so he left there and went to Puri. And when he went to Puri, he had the opportunity to take Lord Jagannath's darshan, and he lived there very happily like that. So this issue of new desire comes up, is that Gop Kumar saw how the king is able to do different types of special services, such as we know sweeping the road on Rath Yatra, and he also saw and heard about how the pujaris, the Orissan pujaris, did intimate services for Lord Jagannath, obviously dressing him and bathing him, and how Lord Jagannath reciprocated in a very intimate way, talking to them. This Sanatana Goswami describes how sometimes Jagannath would be very active. He would display different leela, his childhood pastimes and so on, and move about. So sometimes he would take an active role, sometimes he would take a passive role as deity. Gop Kumar didn't have access to these things, and he had a desire for these. So that's what Gornitai is asking. What is, why would someone have a desire, and what is a new desire? So we have lots of experience with material desires, and not one but many, and desires are natural because we're sentient living entities, and spiritual life doesn't mean to be desireless. It means having spiritual desires. Being desireless is a Mayavadi concept. When we use the word desireless, meaning being free of material desire, but you can't be free of desire, period. That's not something that's desirable. So as devotees progress in spiritual life, then it's natural that their desires develop. For example, an uninitiated devotee would have the desire to get first initiation, and by that then he would have other privileges that he doesn't necessarily have for service as an uninitiated devotee. Similarly, devotees who don't have Brahman initiation, mantra, diksha, they would naturally be interested in getting that, because they see and hear about how the pujaris get to dress the deities and bathe the deities and offer arati and be close to them, and why wouldn't someone have a desire for that? And so progressively, as we advance in spiritual life and become more aware of higher states of Krishna consciousness, which is what this Brihad Bhagavatamrita is about, then we get increasingly more and more new desires. It may not be a desire that I had. A devotee may have not had the, an uninitiated devotee doesn't have the desire to be a Brahmin. First, a natural thing is from desire to get initiated or to accept the spiritual master. So that becomes a new desire, and then when he has that, then a new desire arises to progress forward, and then that way he advances in spiritual life. And if he chants Hare Krishna nicely and renders service with that strong desire, then ultimately Krishna fulfills those desires. So that's the answer to the first part of Gornatar's question. Now the second part, which I won't really cite, but when I look it up in my Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it's not there. So there's two ISKCON versions of Brihad Bhagavatamrita. One is the what I consider to be the authentic, unsurpassable one by BBT, printed by BBT and Gopi Brandan Prabhu. Translated, and then there's another one, which is by Kushakrata Prabhu, which doesn't really have all of the translation commentary either. I suspect that that's the one that he's citing from. So, and then there's at least one Gaudiya Math version that I know of. So here, I think it's a caution that all translations are not the same, or sometimes we may get a book from the marketplace and think that we've read the words of an acharya, but we may have not. Translation of Shastra is not dependent on knowing a language, Sanskrit or Bengali. It's also based on other knowing other sciences and also being very Krishna conscious. I remember going over to visit Gopi Pranadam Prabhu once, and we were talking about Gopal Champu, which is considered to be Jiva Goswami's magnum opus, and he was explaining to me how he didn't consider himself to be qualified to do that, and in order to be qualified, because the Sanskrit is so evolved, there are so many other different Vedic sciences involved, linguistics, poetry, logic, and different alankar, different linguistic elaboration, that he needed to study all of those things before he could approach Gopal Champu. So, yes, there's a lot of things to learn. Sanskrit is not just a language. It's a state of consciousness. And you have to have the state of consciousness in order to properly translate. So that's the second part of that question. Yes, for instance, a new desire was also quite interesting, that why did Gop Kumar leave the kingdom where he was first there? Because the local Brahmins were somewhat ritualistic, and constantly arguments would come up when they thought that the ritualistic way of honoring the Lord's prasadam was being transgressed. And of course, they thought the prasadam became impure or contaminated. And that caused Gop Kumar a lot of distress. And then some devotees came from Puri, and they were glorifying Jagannath and Jagannath's Mahaprasadam, how it never becomes contaminated, and that everyone accepts Jagannath's Mahaprasadam, whoever it's been touched with, wherever it's come from, at any time of day, however old it is, and so on and so on. So the desire then came up in Gop Kumar, yes, let me go there where people know how to properly worship Krishna Prasad. So that's a new desire. And interestingly, I was just reading that portion, that's why I could immediately connect with this question of Gornitai. Sanatana Goswami quotes one verse that says that taking prasadam once is equivalent to 6 months of fasting. Hare Krishna.